a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for. The sports you love.
We're not going anywhere.
With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. Presented by G2G Bars. On 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome on in, everybody. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for hanging out, everybody.
You're welcome.
We had a great first hour there, Scott.
That was fun.
Talking some college football, talked with Mitch Harper about BYU's first scrimmage. We've got sound from Utah and BYU's first scrimmages. We're going to play that in just a little bit. Hang tight. We got it.
I learned about sonic booms from meteors.
Meteorite. My wife and I were, I think like a lot of people, got the old loud boom. It sounded like something hit my house because I could feel, like it sounded like there was the boom and a little bit of a rattle.
There
on
was
the
something
roof.
Going on, yeah.
So it had me walking around the house at 8 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
Screw you, Mother Nature. I was trying to sleep, dude. I guess it could have happened at 4 in the morning, it really would have freaked us out.
Yes, it
but,
would.
There we were, and
it's
I said,
"Only like 3 feet in diameter."
Yeah.
So you get still... up, you get up over 10, and then that starts breaking windows.
Ah, okay. Oh, with the sound,
the diameter. Yeah. Most of them just kind of disintegrate.
Yeah,
before
usually
they
warn us about that stuff. Yeah. Joining us on the program right now, astronomer at large, and it's the KSL Sports Department's own astronomer, Jeremiah Jensen, on the program here with us. JJ, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, long-time fan of the stars.
Do you ever like commiserate sports and weather? You guys ever talk shop with each other?
Oh yeah, they do.
Commiserate. That's a big word
for Scott for sure.
Was it the right word?
So. I think so. Okay. I think the commiseration that we have each and every Friday is will the weather impact the sporting events we're covering. So in that way, yes, we do commiserate
quite a bit. Yeah. There you go. Well, first weekend in high school sports, anything that jumped out of the gates that we should be aware of in these teams? I saw the Davis-Lehigh score, and I went, oh, Lehigh's not messing around in that 5A title defense.
Nope, Lehigh's still the team to beat in 5A, although there are some really good 5A teams that are going to give them a run. Tempe, taking Lone Peak to the woodshed was a shock. Lone Peak, the defending 6A champs, and Tempe beat them by 20 points.
Yeah,
big
shocker.
So that was something to be aware of. Stansberry is really good. They put 72 on Pineview. That's a team to look out for. They've got some really good talent. Easton Baker is going to BYU. Matiaki Halu is going to Utah. So that's a team out near Tooele that has a lot of talent.
And, are they 5A
now? They are 5A, yes. Mm-hmm. And they're not just 5A. They're a 5A contender, in my opinion. They're a team to be taken seriously. So those are a few of the teams that really stood out week one. And I'll also say that Corner Canyon, Sky Ridge, American Fork, those teams are still powerhouses. Region 4 is still still runs the show. So,
it's the SEC of Utah high school football.
Who's the Big
guys,
Ten
it just
then?
Means more. It just means more down in Utah County.
So
we got Region 4 speed.
When you watch this every year, and you've been doing this for a long time, can you tell like immediately who the good teams are, or do teams emerge during the season that you're not really aware of?
Oh, no. You see teams that develop and get better as the season comes along. I mean, I'm going to use last year an example. We all thought Corner Canyon was going to be a juggernaut, and it was inevitable that they were going to win another 6A state championship. Well, Lone Peak came out of – I wouldn't say came out of nowhere. They're obviously a very established program, but as the season went on, they had a little bit of a slow start out of the gate.
Right.
But, you know, they upset Corner Canyon in the middle of the season. We're like, oh, wow, that was a shocker. And then by the end of the year, they were the best team in the state. So, yeah, you come into a season with assumptions. And Scott, as you know, this as a former high school football coach, you know you're dealing with kids. And so
I was reminded of it every day, Jeremiah.
It takes some time.
Very different
for these things to develop, and sometimes they never do. Other times, you've got a special group that just from day one it gets it. They've got great leaders and is ready to go. But you are dealing with kids at different levels of maturity, and things can happen. Things can change pretty quickly. So the fun thing about high school football, especially in this state, is there is a great deal of unpredictability. Every now and again, there's that juggernaut, you know, Corner Canyon. Man, they had some great teams recently. But that helps. I mean, that forces other teams to raise their level, and I think that's happened in this state over the time. I mean, I go back to, you know, 15 years ago when I started covering high school. Well, I guess it's 17 years now, my goodness, since I started covering high school football in the state. Man, the level of football that's played here has gone way up, and the depth of teams and great coaches has gone up, and the community support has gone up as well. So Utah per capita has turned into quite a high school football hotbed, and it's fun to cover it.
Who's the best player?
Best player in the state of Utah. Yeah. That is a great question this year. Oh, man. You know, there's the Iconic kid. It's Sky Ridge might be the top-ranked recruit. He's somebody to look out for. I think everybody knows there's another Wilson at Corner Canyon, just a junior quarterback. That's a lot of pressure he's got to follow in the footsteps of his brothers. But that's a kid that after week one looks the part. I don't know that there's like a stud number one, no question about it, number one guy this year. There's not that five-star guy this year. There's just a lot of depth of talent, and there could be somebody that emerges as that number one guy. I mentioned Ethan Baker over at of Stansbury. BYU's getting a good one. I mean, he's been a monster since he was a freshman. And Montieki Halu is another kid over there that has that kind of star power that's going to Utah. So there's not that one kid, but, man, I could list 20 or 30 kids. I could keep going. I know we all have time. I could keep going on all the kids and talent that's in the state. So there's going to be some gems that one of these teams in the state or somebody out of state is able to find. Yeah, there's plenty of guys. There's kids already committed to Oregon, Stanford, et cetera. So another stellar class once again.
Let's talk a little bit about the college teams, of course, across the state having scrimmages. Utah State had their last scrimmage of the fall camp to get ready for their game. They're going to be playing football next week, my heavens. This is they're into full game prep mode, and we're not that far off with Utah and BYU doing the same thing. Utah and BYU both had their first scrimmages of the fall. We didn't see a lot out of Utah. BYU was nice enough to post at least a couple of field-level highlights or whatever you wanted to call those that they've sent out. Any impressions out of scrimmages from both Utah and BYU? Did we learn anything, or is the best news just that guys aren't hurt?
I think, number one, that's what – I mean, we know these teams, right? I mean, is there any surprises? There's not a quarterback battle. There's not anything like that going on. So we're very familiar with who BYU and Utah are, and Utah State for that matter. I feel pretty good about, outside of the new receivers, I feel like I know who Utah State is. And I feel it's strange that they're being overlooked in the Mountain West this year. But back to BYU and Utah, we know who these teams are. As long as these guys stay healthy, I just don't think that there's a lot of question marks for either team. There should be success this year. I think that's the biggest thing. How are these teams handling this attention? You know, you may be asking me here soon about the poll, so I won't go into it in depth. But both teams are in the top 25 to start the season. It's not very often this has happened. And so how do they handle those expectations? Can they stay healthy? I think that's the question. As long as those two things happen for both teams, then the sky's the limit for both. I really believe that. I think both teams have the potential to have special seasons, which should be exciting for both fan bases. And I'll let both fan bases argue about who has the best chance to be special. And that's what's so fun about it, right? We have something to look forward to and argue about and all that kind of stuff. It's fun. It's almost here. I don't know much about the scrimmages because that's the way they want it. I know that can be frustrating for fans. I know you want to know. We do too as the media, but that's just how it is. What I do know is I know who these teams are, and I know how good they can be.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
This season, as long as those two things happen.
So not only are you a commiserator, but you're also a savant, JJ, because I was going to ask you, yes, a savant. I was going to ask you about the rankings. The AP came out today, and you knew that. So what are your initial thoughts? You know, is this BYU is, of course, in the top 25. Utah's at 7. Initial thoughts about the AP poll?
It's great for college football in the state. I think it's a great show of respect. Even Utah State getting votes. I think it's awesome. I mean, we ended last year with the first time that all 3 teams had been in the final AP poll of the season. That never happened before. And here we are again with even greater expectations. I think that for Utah at number 7, I'll really focus on this because I think it's more significant. It really puts them in a position to do something very special. As long as they handle their business, they're already at number 7, guys. And I know that all the college football playoff rankings are what matters, but when you start the year at 7, and let's say you open the season with the win at the Swamp and you beat USC in mid-October, where are you going to be in those first college football playoff rankings? You're going to be pretty darn high, which gives them a great chance to sneak in there. I won't even say sneak. I don't think it's going to be any bit of a surprise this year, but this team has the potential to put the Pac-12 and the Pac-12 in the college football playoff for the first time in quite a while. So that's all there, and the table set for them because of this ranking, because of all the hype. They just have to deliver on it, and I feel like that team has the maturity to handle those expectations, and I think they have the talent to deliver, and they have the coaching to deliver. So it just sets them up for something really special. And I'll say BYU as well. Being in the top 25 to start the season is great, and they have the schedule to be able to prove themselves to do the same thing as well, to do something special. What that is, we'd have to find out. They'll have to earn it, but you look at Oregon on the schedule, Notre Dame, Baylor. Baylor's a top 10 team. Notre Dame's a top 10 team. Arkansas's in that top 25. Oregon's in that top 25. Boise State's knocking on the door. Those are good teams. I'll throw Utah State in there. Those are really good teams BYU's going to have to play this year. And, you know, if they run the gauntlet there, if they're able to do that, then they'll earn it. And they'll earn that recognition nationally. So the opportunity is there for both programs to have special seasons, and the poll just shows us just how big of an opportunity it is, and that it's there. It's there for the taking.
I think one of the best things that you guys do on TV for the KSL sports side of things is the locals in the NFL. I think that especially this time of year, it's hard to keep track, and so that's why you earn the big bucks, JJ, because you'll keep track of these guys. And I think that over a weekend, and especially these first weekends with the undrafted guys or whomever, what were the names that stood out this weekend in their first preseason games in the NFL, and who's looking like they might be earning a spot on a 53-man roster, or who, you know, or the solidified guys who are obviously already been in the league maybe? Who stood out this weekend?
Yeah, I'll try to run through some names quickly. There's quite a lot, so I'll try to keep it brief. But the guys that really stood out, I have to start with Tyler Huntley. He continues to impress as the backup quarterback for the Ravens. It's just a matter of time before he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's that good. Then I go Jalen Warren. If you'll remember, graduate of East High School, went to Utah State for a while, Snow College. He's had quite a path to get to the NFL, ended up at Oklahoma State his senior year. He was awesome on Saturday, and he's looking like he's going to earn a roster spot as an undrafted free agent with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's a good one. Simi Fehoko out of Brighton High School, played at Stanford. He caught a touchdown pass in week one against the Denver Broncos. He's been outstanding in camp. I joked with him on Twitter. I reached out to him and joked with him that every time I get on Twitter, I feel like there's a new Simi Fehoko catch from practice in my Twitter timeline. He's been making plays throughout, and it looks like he's going to have a breakout year after having to sit and watch last year.
He's at Dallas, right? Fehoko?
He is with the Cowboys. Yes, yeah. He's with the Cowboys, and they're in need of a receiver. There's playing time there. So that's somebody to watch. Julian Blackman back from an Achilles. He looks as good as he was before. It's amazing. He's been through an ACL and Achilles the last 3 years, and he still looks like he's never had an injury. It's amazing. I'm going to keep going down the line. Tyson Williams with BYU has found a home with the Colts. I think he's got a chance to stick there. Zach Moss looks as good as he has in an NFL uniform with the Bills. He ran hard and played really well. Dax Milne had a really nice game with the Washington Commanders. I'm still getting used to that. I could keep going, guys. There's just so many that are doing really well. We're at the point where we have so many players from the state of Utah that are in the NFL, and not only in the NFL, but having success. So it is a joy to watch them, and many of them I've gotten to know, and from the high school level even. So it's pretty cool. So it's a joy to see that. I hope everyone that follows these kids and has for a long time enjoys seeing their success.
Anything about Britton Covey?
Oh, so yeah, so there was fear that he had done some damage to his thumb. I guess he mentioned that he may have torn some ligaments in his thumb. Well, head coach Nick Sirianni said on Sunday that it's just a sprain. There's no ligament damage. So Covey's going to be fine. Obviously, Zach Wilson's a bigger concern. He has got surgery tomorrow to repair that meniscus. We don't know when he's going to be back. They'll know once the surgery is taking place, but that would be a big setback for Zach, who looked like he was ready to have a breakout sophomore year. So we'll have to wait and see on that.
Yeah, I've done both my meniscus, and they it just depends, because like one I was up the next day, and the other one took a week or so. It's just kind of how you respond to it. But so this week, of course, you got high school football again, and what are some of the fun matchups to look for there?
So our Game Night Live game of the week is Farmington and Bountiful. It's the Region 1 favorites, Farmington, taking on the Region 5 favorites, Bountiful. It's a 6A versus 5A game. So we're excited about that. It's going to be a great game. I'm actually here right now at Farmington High School. I just spoke to Daniel Coates, former BYU and Cincinnati Bengals tight end that I know a lot of you remember. He's now the head coach of Farmington. He's done a great job with this program, turning this small young school into a contender quite quickly. So it's been fun to watch that. So that's our game of the week. There's a lot of other good games. There's a sneaky good 2A game at Summit Academy. The San Juan Broncos are the 2A champs. They're going to be playing Summit Academy. So you have games from 6A all the way down to 2A that are going to be really intriguing. So a lot of good games to watch, and we'll have it all covered for you on Game Night Live this weekend. Well, there are games at 7 o'clock on Friday, and then we have half-hour highlight show Saturday at 6 p.m. You can watch our stream at KSLSports.com or the KSL TV app or KSL Sports app. So we got you covered there.
JJ, what's going on, I guess, across the week of KSL Sports Live for you guys? And it's going to be a big one, obviously, kind of prepping for the impending college football season and everything. This is kind of a little bit of the calm before the storm, but what are you guys going to be doing this week?
Very, very deep dive into college football. We're going to be at camps. We're going to have sound bites from all the teams. We've got Utah today. We've got BYU tomorrow. Utah State as well. Even Weber State was number 20 in the coaches poll today in FCS. So I think that's a team that's going to surprise some people this year with how good they are. So we are laser focused on football right now, which is fun. It's that time of year, high school and college and NFL as well.
You know, you mentioned something earlier about the potential of some really special seasons with these college football teams in Utah, Utah State, BYU, and Utah. And you mentioned Utah being so high in the polls so early on. And I mean, if they have a special year like you're talking about, it's not even just getting into the playoffs. You know, it's not being that fourth team. I mean, potentially they could be like the number two seed or the number three seed, and then that would probably put them out in Arizona at the Fiesta Bowl if they were to make the call. Again, I'm talking specialty seasons here, as opposed to, okay, we barely made it in and now we got to play the number one team in the country, maybe Alabama. Instead, we're a 2-3 game and it's close to home, and that could even be more special.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, why just settle for sneaking in at number four, right? I mentioned sneak earlier, and I felt like I was doing them injustice because I don't think they're sneaking up on anybody this year. But why settle for the number four? Why can't you jump up there and get a 2 or a 3? We'll see how things shake out. I mean, you know, the SEC's tough. Maybe they beat each other up. I don't know. So that's the fun thing about the year is we have no idea what's going to happen. You saw it last year with, you know, Alabama took an L at Texas A&M, and then they came back and gave Georgia one back. So, you know, these teams play each other, and we'll see how that all shakes out. But if Utah's going to do that, I think they'd have to run the table. I think one slip up doesn't eliminate them at all from college football playoff contention, but maybe it would eliminate them from 1 through 3. I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah. I guess it depends on who that slip up is. But yeah, the table's set there, and why not shoot for the stars? I think this team's good enough, and they have enough talent, and they proved a lot last year, and I think they're ready to do even more this year.
Jeremiah Jensen, KSL5 Television. Catch him every night, of course. He and Sam Farnsworth, some iteration of those two guys during the week on KSL Sports Live. We'll catch you then. JJ, thanks for hanging out, man.
You got it. Yep. See you guys next week.
There you go. JJ, Jeremiah Jensen. Is there anybody who hustles more this time of year? Maybe Scotty G.
Well, you know, they are sports people, and it is that time of season
for sports. I know,
we shouldn't feel
bad for them, right? We go, oh, man, just working. I mean, he's working so hard watching all that football.
I mean, I work 6 days a week in the fall.
Hey, listen, you're climbing up in the polls, all right? Like, you were low.
I mean, what more do I have to do?
Look, if you have a good opening week at Florida, Scott, you could really have a good season. It's maybe a special season for you. That's good.
Could you imagine at that scenario where Utah's like 2 or 3 and they play a team, they win, and they actually go play in the national championship? And to actually, I mean, I'm just very selfishly thinking, and I would get to go to both of those. That would be special.
Do you get a +1?
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah, heck yeah, man.
All right.
I think if Utah goes to the national championship game, if Utah goes to the college football playoff,
yeah,
I'd have a hard time thinking that we wouldn't all be there anyway.
It's going to be a lot of folks there.
All right. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. That was The Cut, brought to you by University of Utah Health. At University of Utah Health, you get the same great care that the Jazz, RSL, and the Utes all trust. Visit uofuhealth.org for more information. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. Zach Wilson suffered a knee injury over the weekend. Hey, guess who else had some problems with the old meniscus? The menisci? What are they, plural? The menisci?
They're meese. One is a mouse.
The meniscuses?
All right. Meese.
All right, we'll take a break. I dated a girl in college. Her last name was Meniscus. We'll come back. More to come on the program. We will discuss what that looks like and what the team is going to do. Wait, heavens.
What's looks like? You dating a girl named Meniscus? Or clarify for me, please.
No.
We're going to talk about Zach Wilson's knee.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
Not your dating habits?
No. Heavens, no. All right, we'll come back. More to go. Unravel continues, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.